this purchase fit on the scale of where we were going to purchase these apparatus anyway, if had this not come?
We were going to ask for them for the next budget cycle, actually. So we needed to get aerials kind of toward the front end of this because we need to add more aerials to our fleet,
okay,
to certain areas of the county. So we were going to actually ask for two in the next budget cycle, to be honest. So it kind of, it helps us out because now they're coming in a year earlier or a year and a half earlier than what we would anticipate if we get in on this order now. So
just completely serendipity that
it is absolutely serendipitous.
Yeah, Eric Gilmore, yesterday at the County Commission special meeting, just to hear this issue before they had their budget workshop. This is Jeff Bragosch, County Commission Chairman, District 1. That means he sees Perdido. He's got the west side of Escambia County and then Beulah and that vicinity. And they're talking about these two aerial apparatus that we've been telling you about for, ever since it came to light on Thursday. And the short version here is that the villages, Orange County down south, they canceled their order for two, a platform and a ladder, $1.6 million and $1.3 million unit. We were going to need these anyway. And the opportunity came available for us to not just get them early because we would basically get their spot in the production line, which is huge. They're going to save us a year on acquiring it, but also because we'd get them at last October's prices. So this is an all to the good problem. Buy them both was the recommendation. And the question was whether this was a legal procurement because it was, I mean, look, very sudden on a Thursday to come forward and say, hey, give me $3 million to buy some fire trucks. Allison Rogers says it's fine.
Allison, have you had the opportunity to review this? Everything's copacetic with this Orange County contract?
Yes, sir. We will need to make sure that there is a motion and vote on A, B, and C,
yes,
because
ma'am.
B is blessing it as the piggyback. It has been reviewed by purchasing and legal, and yes, it's sufficient.
Okay, so it's all good, okay? A, B, and C, all fine. A is the two items. B is the theoretical endorsement, and C was some of the details about where the funding's going to come from. CARES Act, by the way, is where they were going to assign the funding. Stephen Berry, District 1.
Mr. Chairman, I move item A1, which is the purchase of the one for 1.25, B, and then the C, the portion of C that is relevant to the 1.25 purchase.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
Motion to second. So 1.25 and let the other one go and
yes,
not purchase. Okay, there's a motion to second on that.
What? Like, what? I mean, good, we're buying the one, but why just the one? Sir, explain. No explanation. No explanation. Just, we'll buy one of them. We got an amazing deal on two pieces of apparatus, and we're just going to buy the one of them. And why? No, seriously, why? No, seriously, why? No answer. No explanation. Now, Lumen May, which is kind of interesting, by the way, because he was the quick second. Remember last week, he had been the one to raise a ruckus about this, and I don't know, we shouldn't be spending all this money. I don't understand what this deal's all about. He still did not understand this deal yesterday, by the way. It was very clear. I'll show you this in a second. But he seconds it immediately. So something that he was totally opposed to on Thursday, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, sure, yeah, uh-huh, I'm all in with the one. Very weird things happening at the county commission. I watch this thinking, what is going on? More to the point, what went on before this meeting? I don't know. But that was weird. Super weird. Okay, so this conversation goes on.
And so this Orange County vendor, it's sole sourcing, Allison? And, I mean, it wasn't competitively bid?
No, it was competitively bid by Orange County. Orange County is the previous purchaser. They're not the vendor. They're the purchaser.
And we're buying it from them, Eric?
No, you're just standing in their shoes.
Right, off their current contract.
Because we couldn't get a cheaper rate.
Right. Well, that's the cheapest we can get.
How do you still not understand this deal?
Okay.
Okay,
we didn't procure this, is what I'm to understand.
Oh, my God. No! Orange County bought them, and Orange County's backing out. And E1 called us and said, hey, you guys want these? You're in line to get them later eventually. We know you guys are kind of looking at this. You want them now? How does he even still not understand? I mean, it's one thing to not understand it on the spot on Thursday when he's asking all these dumb questions. Sorry, it's just true. Even yesterday, he's like, well, so we didn't bid out this? Good Lord, man, no. Just how many times have you had to explain to you? So Commissioner Underhill, who I think, like most people who understand this subject, were watching this going, what the hell are y'all doing? Why just one?
Certainly supportive of the purchase of the one. I would also be equally supportive of the purchase of the second one, based on the couple of, you know, very simple facts. We are deficient in the amount of equipment we currently have, not including the growth that we know is coming. We're building new firehouses. We have a county that's growing significantly, and those new firehouses are going to require equipment as well.
Yep. We don't have enough of this stuff now for the current firehouses and the needs we have now, and we're growing. Our equipment is old, like 12, 13 years old, the ones that we have right now. The one that's supposed to cover Perdido Key, ladder 19, is not in Perdido Key. Perdido Key does not have a ladder right now. That ladder is over on Pensacola Beach, covering 13, because ladder 13 is out of service. And actually, if you look at the most recent apparatus out of service report, ladder 13 is 121 days out of service, and ladder 19 is 27. Oh, no, sorry, that's total out of service time. So, these things, they're old. It's hard to have them at the beach. They get rusty. There's the functionality of them. They're old. They have needed replacing for years. Okay? And like I said, the beach one is out right now, and the Pensacola Beach, and the Perdido Key is doing service. So Perdido's not covered with a ladder right now. That means that if you have a large structure fire, or if you just need one to get an aerial attack on a fire, you don't have that. Anybody remember we had a fire not that long ago on Perdido Key? And now we're just short a ladder to be able to fight that? You know, if people get stuck in a four-story house and it's a party house, let's say, and there's 20 people in there and something bad happens, how are you going to get those people off of the roof? How are you going to fight that from above with a downward shot of water when you're trying to fight this fire? Or seriously, there's no explanation.
But also, I don't think anybody is tracking that the current inflation rate is going to get any better over the next couple of years. This is almost certainly the cheapest that we will be able to purchase equipment. And when you look at the timelines and how long it's taking to get equipment, if you've tried to buy anything lately, you know, literally have new cars showing up on showroom floors without the computers in them.
Yeah.
If anybody else sees something on the horizon that says that's going to get better over the next couple of years, then you're seeing a much more optimistic life than I've got. So I would very strongly recommend, we can make this, you can take this action as it is on the floor now. I will say that if this motion stands on just the one, I'll be following up with a second motion to pick up to go ahead and purchase the second one.
And also, could you please explain why you're not moving to buy both of them? Can somebody give an explanation? Because they didn't. So that makes sense. They're not getting cheaper. They're getting more expensive. And then Lumen May, who, again, on Thursday was the opponent, now all of a sudden, just mystically, secretly, he's an advocate of buying the one.
I'm certainly going to be supportive of the motion that my colleague made because public safety is paramount. But certainly, we do have the one-time...
You know the meaning of the word paramount, by the way? Paramount means number one, top, most important, most significant. Public safety is paramount? Then why just one?
CARES Act money, and I certainly want my colleagues to be conscious of, we have to protect people and buy fire trucks, but we've taken this money, and we have not taken any other CARES Act money to address the basic essential needs of poverty, housing, homelessness in this community.
Oh, my God. My hair was on fire watching this yesterday.
We've not taken those dollars. And so as we move forward in capital equipment, I certainly would hope that when we bring some forward that takes care of the basic needs of the majority of the citizens, that we're going to find support. So with that, my second stance.
You're fixing to save time, money, and improve public safety dramatically with a windfall miracle from a fire truck manufacturer. And you can't say yes.
So it's $250 per unit is the cost savings over if we were to order the same unit today.
And remember, I'm fine with that. But it's evident based that houses that burn down are typically old houses or wood houses. The new construction houses, with all the technology that they have, don't burn and kill children like it does in poverty areas.
What?
And so as we look at the distribution of where we're going to put these, we certainly shouldn't look at just districts. We should look at need. and do that real assessment before we continue to buy these type of equipment.
So now you're saying that the assessment by the fire chief and DPS, they're not looking at the needs, they're not thinking about the needs of the homes and the structures that there might be susceptible to fire?
I think that the assessment should be based on need and where the highest risk of people who are dying from fires.
And I would say that
as Commissioner Bender,
I think there is the need. I mean, we had.
I'm not saying it's not a need. I'm saying
no. I'm just saying. I mean,
you're not getting people are not getting killed on Pensacola Beach from fires. I mean, they're not, and that's the truth.
What in the actual? We've had like 5 structure fires in the last 2 years out on Pensacola Beach. Bender is the one commissioner who has really done his best to invest in, ride along, learn the culture of the fire department. And Lumen May is saying, nobody understands these needs. We need to study the needs. The need is 2 ladders, sir. We need aerial devices, sir. Have you gone on a ride along? Have you talked to the firemen? Do you know what's going on in the county? Oh, my God. It's just, it's maddening.
Right, but that's also where your density of this is why you need a ladder out there. I mean, when we were having our meeting on Thursday, there was no aerial out at Pensacola Beach because it's been down again. I mean, ladder 5 has been down, I think, going on like 600 days now.
Yeah, he's right.
That it's been down. So, I mean, the need for an aerial is there. I mean, it's not just, again, I mean, it's not just multi-story, but it is to get up to to do an aerial attack on it. I mean, it was I went to the commercial fire in your district that wiped out the entire block.
Yes. Right.
That we had the aerial that was still there put water on the fire.
Yes.
6 hours after the call went out.
In your district, Lumen?
I mean, it's not just a I mean it again.
And
I'm somewhat familiar with fire operations. I'm not a part of it, but it. I mean, there's a reason that there's an aerial that's sent to every call.
Exactly. As backup, as mop-up, even if it's not a tall structure, they're still extremely useful. So Lumen's answer is, well, I just want a needs assessment. I want everything to be safe. And then Commissioner Bergosh, who also gave no explanation, says, well, I mean, this is good. This is good. We're getting one truck. And that is good. Getting one is better than getting none. At least they didn't say no to both of them. But then the vote.
All those in favor of the motion, please say aye. 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 Passes unanimously. We've just purchased a brand new aerial for fire. Congratulations.
That's good news. Commissioner Underhill says, I said I'd motion to move to buy the second one.
Yes, Commissioner Underhill.
Based on the statements that I've previously made, and my feeling that we are well behind in the equipment that we should have for fire and that our needs will continue to grow, I move that we approve the purchase of item A2,
okay.
B, and C with regard to the second vehicle.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to purchase, to approve item 2. Discussion.
So Underhill and Bender say yes.
Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by raising your hand.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion does not carry, but it's still a win. We got a brand new piece of equipment for fire.
No discussion, no explanation, not a peep of why not to buy the second truck from Bergosh, Barry, and May, who all of whom were just suddenly in lockstep miraculously at the meeting. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. If this happened in Santa Rosa County, there'd be 100 people at the next meeting calling for resignations. I'm just telling you, this is, you owe an explanation and you didn't give one. And is it because you want that CARES Act money for something else you're trying to accomplish? I got to take a break. I'll just sit here and yell. 523 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.